Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
In-depth conversations, matchup breakdowns, analysts on every game. Everything a Steelers fan could want. This is Fourth Down in the Steel City with your hosts, Adam Crawley and Colin Dunlap.
Fourth Down in the Steel City, Segment 2, Episode 4. How long before I start losing track of segments and episodes?
I was wondering that. Like, let's say this goes on in perpetuity. Will it be 15 years from now, and we'll be sitting here, and you go, this is episode, like I said, like Survivor, you know, episode 239, episode, whatever, season 916. You know, it's, but I like it for now. Let's go with it. So fun, you promised fun. Where's this F-U-N, pal?
All right, so I'm watching a show right now called Alone. Have you seen this show?
I don't think I've brought you up to speed as to this.
Oh, boy.
Other than live sports, which I watch the games I'm supposed to watch, right? And I'll turn it on here and there. I will watch, like, YouTube cams of, like, underwater fish. I will watch. I am the ultimate reality show person in that I would rather watch a camera affixed to the top of Las Vegas Boulevard or a camera affixed to Venice in Italy and watch people walking around than watch anything with actors in it. I don't watch movies. I don't like sitcoms. I don't like anything with actors in it. Hardly at all. I've maybe seen front to back 10 movies in my whole life.
Holy cow! I knew you were low on the amount of movies you've watched. I didn't know it sat around 10. But yeah. You have the ones that you love, like Goodfellas, you were all about the other day.
Yes.
RIP guy who passed away, whose name I forget. That's very nice of me. Okay, well, this show Alone.
Tell me about Alone.
Up the speed. What they do, they drop off people, they, the show, drop off people in the wilderness, in a rainforest in Vancouver, Washington. And whoever can survive in the forest alone the longest wins $500,000.
There's nobody with them. They're all by themselves.
Yes.
See, they did this. There's guys that went to my high school. They're the Kiefer brothers. And they did something like this with these guys, but they worked together. Like they were together and it was on one of these outdoors shows. They got big beards and stuff. These two guys, I went to high school with them. They were hockey players, super good guys. But this was like, they dropped them off in Alaska and they had to like salmon fish and do all kinds of stuff like that. But it wasn't a competition. They just documented. So you're telling me they drop these people off how many miles apart or kind of in the same, do they cross paths?
They're not supposed to cross paths. They're like, there's mountain ranges between each of them. It's over like a wide swath of territory, like 20 miles. I do think at some point they're going to cross paths, but that's an aside.
All right, what's the question? Who would win? What Pittsburgh sports figure would win?
Which Steeler do you think has the best shot? How long do you think you would last in the woods?
Oh, well, Kiesel's retired, or he absolutely is the guy.
Remember Jared Allen? The old linebacker, or not linebacker, defensive lineman for the Vikings. That guy was always in a tree stand. Like, he was either in a tree stand or in an NFL facility.
You remember he walked off into the sunset in his retirement video?
Right. That guy was great.
Yes, he was. What's current Steeler?
Duck Hodges would have been good.
It would be somebody who went to a Southern school or a mountain school. So I'm going a guy like Hassenauer, you know, someone like that who hunts or fishes or something of the such. Mason Rudolph may not be a bad choice, by the way, in all of this, because of where he's from and all of that. He may be a little too pretty to kind of do it real Spartan like that. I'm going to go Hassenauer. Also, maybe Raider might not be a terrible choice.
Look at you. This is, I did not warn you about the topic here, and you've just destroyed it, hit it out of the park.
I think those guys might be okay. Again, you have to have either a Southern guy or a mountain guy. Raider's neither, but I think he's kind of outdoorsy a little bit. Hassenauer is my pick. I think Hassenauer is my guy.
I think Alex Highsmith would just eat things alive. Like he would, mm-hmm. he would wrestle a bear to the ground, bite out its jugular, and there you go.
All right. As far as how long I would last,
yes.
That was the second. As long as it would take me to walk to the nearest hotel.
I would, brother, I would last. They would drop me off, and before they turned the boat around, I'd be like, I'm out. Like 500K, no freaking chance. Or I would die. I mean, I would die. Like, there were bears in the woods. There were coyotes. There were wolves. I would be so freaking dead. So dead. As with Mason Rudolph, by the way. I've seen pressure in that guy's face. He can't even handle Myles Garrett or Earl Thomas. He's dead in a week.
More yeah. I'm guessing, yeah, no go. No go with the pressure on him. J.C. Hassenauer, I'm decided. There we are. That's my decision, J.C. Hassenauer.
Final answer. Kenny Pickett, Colin, on Monday got snaps with the second team. He got a few in team drills. He got a few in seven shots. Is this now a quarterback competition where Kenny Pickett is allowed to participate?
I also read where Mike Tomlin said, we're going to do this from time to time. Yes. It's not the last time we're going to do it. I think that Kenny Pickett he deserves as much. His team deserves as much. The situation deserves as much. You need to see him with people of like talent, and you need to see him with guys of better caliber to get a true gauge on what he is. They are going to start to put Kenny Pickett into real situations to see him thrive. And if he's awful, that's on him. If he's standard or above average, then that looks very good for the organization. I think they understand as an organization where the optics are right now. And it's kind of like, hey, by the way, we drafted this guy in the first round. Maybe it's time to show everybody why, at least just a little sprinkle. So I think we're going to start to see more and more and more of this. But I do believe that it's going to be a slow curve as opposed to a very steep uphill curve like Pig Hill.
Clearly it's going to be slow. I'm okay with there being any progress, though. Because I was a little bit worried that he was going to get stapled to the third spot. Maybe me scoozy, maybe a little shame on me here because I took it through 4 days of practice as it was some sort of gospel that he was locked into the third spot. Maybe he will wind up in the third spot. That will wind up being on him, I think, if he is calling. But he always needed to be part of the competition. Not the illusion of the competition, but actually the competition. The Steelers, they had Sean Davis taking snaps at nickel corner, a second-round pick his rookie year. Javon Hargrave was playing. Artie Burns was playing his rookie year. The list goes on. I picked three players, two of which were bad for a reason there. Rookie quarterback or rookie players picked in the first round, rookies in general in this day and age, they've got to play, and if they're not going to play, they've got to be given a shot. It would not have been the right thing for the organization to do, not by a long shot, if Kenny Pickett was not given an opportunity. And now we're starting to see that trickle in the right direction.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett doesn't have to win anything. He just needs to tie. A draw is a win for him. If he draws and ties as the second quarterback, it's a TKO and a victory for him because the organization is going to give him X amount of points to just because of where he was drafted over Mason Rudolph. Like, that's fact, as far as I'm concerned, or at least the way that it looks. It's kind of like when you go to become a policeman, is my understanding. If you served in the military, you get X amount of points to start with on the entrance exam. You know what I mean? As opposed to just some guy walking off the street. Kenny Pickett gets X amount of points on his in his strive to be the backup quarterback by virtue of being a first-round pick that Mason Rudolph doesn't get.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like AP credit in high school. You roll it over. Should Mason Rudolph start with negative credits?
Yeah, because we know what he's done in the regular season. And I've seen it, and I just – it's not good. It isn't. I honestly do think they have everybody fooled right now. And there's a lot of scuttlebutt. There's a lot of talk. Everybody's talking. This is a whenever Mike Tomlin gets in the room with this Mike Sullivan and with Matt Canada and even with Art and with Omar, they all go, you guys know we're just boosting his trade value, right? Like, you understand we're just doing this. And Dulac can talk about what he wants. And then Goofs on the Fan Morning Show can talk about what they want. And Tony especially. All those guys can talk about what they want. Mason Rudolph's got no chance. We got the whole city fooled. And we're just trying to – this is like showcasing an outfielder when you're 30 games back and giving them a couple starts on a baseball team. They're doing that. I firmly now believe that that's what they're doing and that's what they're going to do through the whole preseason with Mason Rudolph. They are just trying to get even one more round of a trade out of him from sixth to fifth. That's what they're doing here. They have – I don't care what Matt Canada says to Jeff Hathorn. It was a great interview.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have any thought on keeping him on this football team.
I hope not, because we've seen it enough in the regular season that he can't get the job done. I would think other general managers would see that too. Even if they're trying to boost the trade value, Colin, and I think I'm falling into that camp too. We discussed it this morning on the Fan Morning Show with all the goofs that are associated with the Fan Morning Show. I think you're still taking valuable reps away then. Like, if you're trying to boost his trade value, is the extra round draft pick that you would accrue, that you would garner there, is that worth Kenny Pickett getting fewer number two team reps? I don't think it is. I would just say, Mason, okay, you go out there, you'll get a couple reps here. You might be our backup if there's injury situation, but we're hoping to trade you. Hang tight. Okay, you get a six, you get a six. I think getting Kenny Pickett the reps is more important.
Yeah, but it's also self-serving. I think they can I agree with you totally, but they don't want him this early in the camp to be put in a situation where he looks bad, because then they all look bad. They're going to wait until they know he'll look good with those reps.
And Kenny Pickett apparently looked good with the second team reps, better at least than he had before, which, hey, it makes sense. When you don't got Jake Dixon or whatever his name is blocking for you, I hope that – I mean, good luck to that young man. You're probably going to play a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, him or Dick Jackson, both of them. Yes.
Yeah, certainly. Whatever. We'll see you never again after this training camp, Mr. Dixon.
No, but you know what? I like guys like that fight everybody. But anyway, more fun coming up next, I heard.
Yeah, we got more fun. Next, fourth down in the Steel City. Next.